It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
60 minutes away from the power hour starting. All our picks for week number 6 in the National Football League. We'll give you a pick for the Red Sox Astros and the ALCS. Next hour, with a little review of Game 5 of the NLDS, including when are we getting the robots, man? Where are the robots at?
Yeah.
We need robot umpires and referees in every sport. Like, right. Enough. You know who sucks? Humans.
Right.
Enough humans.
Us. You and I, never fans of people, but especially in this context. Yeah, where are the robot umps?
Give me Skynet.
Right.
Give me the Matrix. Like, enough.
Where are the robot umps? They're doing, like, Cape Cod League games. They're doing some other stuff. Like, they've been experimenting with this. Real Sports did a story on this, like, 8 years ago. Like, it's been around. It works. Like, it just, please. It's been around.
Wait, you mean you didn't like the human error last night that didn't give the Giants a chance to actually tie the game?
Well, I liked the human error because I had the under and I wanted the game to end as fast as possible. But, like,
I mean, listen, I had the Dodgers, so I definitely liked it also. But I mean, just a brutal way, 107 wins or whatever, and that's how your season ends.
Not what you want, right? That's your Girardi quote.
It's not what you want. And we'll do a D-Gen draft coming up next hour as well. But right now, it's Friday, which means it's day 5 of Lockmas. And that means that we're inching closer to Monday. What's the actual line of the song? I got a tweet from someone or something being like, can you get the lyric right of the song?
Well, no, there's a word on the front, right? It's like,
is it so put your little or and then put your little hand in mine?
Yeah, the guy was like very pushy about that the word needed to be put on the front end of the phrase.
How about this? Speaking of push, you know that we all what comes to mind when I think of the word push and people like this? Traffic.
You know what? Then don't put your hand in mine. You don't deserve it.
and just go away forever. I get great pleasure, by the way, of like seeing like I'll get people will respond to the tweets of someone that I've muted. I love it. Like all these people just tweeting at nothing and nobody. It's a great. No one never see it ever. Like just because you follow someone doesn't mean you get to be a jerk. That's, morons.
That's true. In Nick's case, it doesn't even mean he literally couldn't read your tweet if he wanted to, aside from going into like the advanced settings of Twitter, basically.
Out of all the advanced settings in the world, that's the one that I don't want to go into is the advanced settings of Twitter.
Right. I'd rather just like, you know what I'm going to do? Delete it off my phone. It's off the phone again. We're gonna go with it for the weekend. It's on the iPad. It's on
nice,
the computer.
That's good.
Got to promote the show, so we got to have an iPad and computer. But
yeah.
Much less haven't been on the last couple nights during games. It's awesome. That's great.
No, I like being on during games. I like it. Nah, otherwise, I can do without.
But you do, and then you come on and you're like, everyone was saying they're all morons that you should do this.
Well, I mean, I lost. Like, if I had won, I probably would have been like, oh, who cares?
Well, you were like, I won. Meanwhile, these morons. Only slight change. Yes.
Yeah, man. Kind of angry in general these days.
Eagles should establish the run. I promise. Okay.
I gotta like take a chill pill or something. Okay. Let's put your little hand in mine.
Well, it's like the
and a little mountain.
The rant of the movie is when he's like explaining to Andy McDowell's character where he's like, I've been stabbed, shot, poisoned, electrocuted, hung.
Tweeted.
He just goes through the things. It's like, oh, sounds like us Thursday night football this season. So that's great.
like the shot, tweeted.
Right. I've been teased, retweeted. Parlayed, side, total, derivatives.
This aged well is the one that pisses me off the most.
Oh, this like, aged you know what I so stupid. Yeah.
And it's like, you know what I actually hope doesn't age well? The person that sends the tweet. Age poorly.
Start writing that as a comment on people's Twitter timelines. Age poorly.
Like, you know what? I actually don't want to age well. You.
That's tough. This aged well is just peanut gallery to the extreme.
Or like the tagging of like freezing cold takes is also another one of my favorites. It's like,
well, that's
great
because you like, have a backstory. Like you know, literally know the person that runs the account.
It's like great. It's like also like when he does that, like I get new followers. Like it actually helps when that happens.
Right,
like I like when Fred retweets me. It's great.
Right. That's like when like personalities that have like a ton of like, you know, million followers or a couple hundred thousand or whatever, and they like pick fights with people, and it's like, yeah, you're that guy won. Like
that person wins.
You think you win the argument, but like That's not the point. It's actually irrelevant. The winner of the argument is irrelevant. Like the
like you win by like getting up in the morning and getting out of bed. Like that's how you win. You right, lose correct. By engaging with
people. Right. You win by like, you know, having your actual life that you should live instead of doing this. Right. Exactly.
I do just want to say like the vast majority of our audience is great. Just like
vocal minority, right. Just vocal minority. That's the way it is with everything in social media. I mean, yeah, it is with a lot of issues right now.
We got to do your bets, but like, I don't know. Maybe we don't. Maybe we do a next segment. I don't know. do you ever worry, like with your kids, like that you have to raise them in like this poison age, not like their age, but like this like age of life that we're living in with like social media.
Well, what I try to remember is, I mean, I think most people who have kids, most people who are parents, like worry and think about this stuff a lot. Not the specific question that you're asking, but just like they're going to grow up, they're going to go to school. School is obviously a little bit different now than it was, say, like 30 years ago or whatever in terms of how we think about it.
Or 2 years ago.
Well, I was thinking more of like some other serious stuff in terms of like what they have to prepare for and stuff when they go to school. But the idea of like, you know, there's also a lot of advantages to raising them in this time. Like, and this is not meant to be like a tongue-in-cheek jab at anything, like medicine. Far more advanced now than, and I don't even mean COVID-19, like technology bad, the stuff that you're mentioning also,
you're
like,
right.
Good, you know, in terms of it's like, it's actually like my daughter can actually like Claire's 4 and she actually knows the code to the iPad and can operate it completely better than I can, basically, like goes in, watches YouTube all the time. I have to like go in and like block accounts when she's not on it. So she doesn't know. And it's like really funny actually, but you know, as much as you can worry about, like, there's always going to be stuff when they have kids, there'll be some new thing that they're all going to be really worried about when they're parents, but they'll also hopefully kind of look through the other prism and be like, look how much better certain aspect, like every day we're currently living in the best version of planet Earth basically that we've had. Now at some point when the Earth like melts, maybe that'll stop happening,
right, but we haven't reached that point yet. Hits.
Right, yeah, exactly. We haven't reached that point yet, so just from a lot of different standpoints, like this is the best day to be alive on Earth and tomorrow will be the best day after that, so it's kind of a good way to look at it.
It's a great perspective. Zen Ken.
Yeah, it's what happens when you wake up at 4:30 in the morning and watch all your sports then. Never.
I like Zen. I need to be like Zen Nick a little bit. Maybe when I get my tattoo tomorrow, that's gonna zen me out a little bit. Like the pain's gonna like center me. Maybe that'll happen. Or maybe I'll just be frustrated. Do you have enough time to get your bets in here, or should we save it?
Yeah, we can. No, we can do it. Let's do it.
All right, Rick. It's day 5 of Lochmas. All right. Why don't you just tell us what your bets are to save some time?
Well, I bet Texas at 4. Nah, nah, nah. Just sneak a couple in here. I mean, a lot of these, the only reason why I said yes, I could do it is so many of these are from earlier this week. Like the Eyes Bleed games was like 9 bets. So this is going to be pretty straightforward. Try to go kind of chronological order here. And I think I should be able to knock this out pretty easily. First one, which I jokingly just sang over the theme music. Colin Wilson talked about this a little bit, like interesting game to handicap. I agree. It's interesting. And I really like Texas. That's what's interesting to me. I get it. Texas doesn't have a great defense. There's series history between these teams that might make Oklahoma State seem valuable. This is a team that really struggled to put away Baylor at home and only closed as like a field goal favorite in that game. And now they're going to get a ton of credit at Austin. Okay. Totally disagree with that. Could be wrong, but I disagree. I make Texas a full touchdown in this game. Anything under a touchdown I like. I mentioned when we did the game earlier, maybe wait till Saturday. Maybe enough people like this that you either get like 3.5 or 3, which would be crazy to me. But 4 would be a bet. 5 would be a bet. That was the opener. 6 would be a bet. Like Texas. Next one, Eyes Bleed game. We like Northwestern. They keep not taking money, and I don't care at all. Rutgers is out to 2.5 in the game. Northwestern plus 2.5. That would be a bet. Northwestern plus anything is a bet. I also like them to win the game outright. One game I want to talk about real quick. Don't have a bet on it because like the injury information is so murky. We haven't talked about Michigan State at all this week. Obviously, like undefeated team. Deserves a little recognition, although they have not played almost all of their tough games. They play at Indiana. They're only 4.5, but they've been taking money, and the under has been taking money. Most of that is due to the fact that Indiana still has not announced who their starting quarterback is going to be. Michael Penix Jr. is like the good quarterback who you would like to play, but he sprained his AC joint, God, like two weeks ago. And they're not sure he's going to play. He's like questionable. Feels like game time decision. I don't think anything's been announced during the show. The backup, Jack Tuttle, is like significantly worse. This movement would indicate that it's probably going to be Jack Tuttle. I would certainly bet the under at 51.5, which was the opener, if that was going to be happening. So if I could have trusted that like I'd get a good version of Penix in this game, I would actually love Indiana at like 4 or 4.5, but not sure if it's going to be him. Even if he's announced as starting like at game time, I'd rather pass the game, but I don't really like Michigan State in this situation. I guess if it's Tuttle, maybe, but like, just wanted to kind of give a couple thoughts maybe on why that market's moving the way it is and what the news is in that game. Two bets we gave out earlier in the week, like Central Florida at a big number. This has basically stayed the same. 3 touchdowns or more. 22 is the current number in the market. Even Colin Wilson said he didn't like UCF, but his number is about the same as mine, under 21. I like UCF and I like the over. Sounds like he does too. Little more room to play this up. 56.5, which you see in the market right now. That would be fine to play the over on. One we haven't talked about yet, real quick, nobody cares, but here's the bet. Ball State, Eastern Michigan, we're going to play over 55.5. This is good for another point. 56.5 would be the last number that I would play over on. Can't play the Bowling Green Northern Illinois under anymore. We gave it out in Eyes Bleed, and it moved another like 1.5. Can't really play it anymore, sorry. Arizona, Colorado, still in range to play the over, though. That was another Eyes Bleed game. 46.5, the number in the market. Actually went down a half point, I think, from when we did it. So can still play that over in a terrible football game, but that hopefully has a lot of points scored in it. One that we have not referenced, I think Wyoming is pretty live at home against Fresno State. They're a 3.5-point underdog. My number is on the other side of 3. I'm more like Fresno by 1 or 2. I would say take the 3.5 in the game, but you know, money line parlay, people like to do the Stinktown stuff, like Wyoming in the game at 3.5 and to be live to win that game. Vandy, South Carolina, you know, we're already playing the under. That's from the Eyes Bleed games. Rice, UTSA, you know, we're already playing Rice at more than 17. We're also playing the over in that game at 54. So side and total in Rice, UTSA. Ole Miss, Tennessee, if you can get Ole Miss under 3 at -110, so 2.5 -110, that is my buy point for them. My number's 3.5, 4, Ole Miss and Tennessee, so that would be a bet for me. Iowa State, Kansas State was literally the first bet given out this week. It's now 50.5, the total. We're playing under. That would probably be the last bet that I would make, or last number that I would play under on. And then last game, number hasn't appeared yet. Might appear Saturday, might not. If Army gets to 14.5 against Wisconsin, you need 14.5 -110. That would be a bet. That total is all the way down to 38.5 now, which is crazy. So bizarre side total games kind of everywhere with Georgia, Kentucky, etc. Army, Wisconsin, another one of those. We would play Army. Need 14.5 -110 to make the bet. Haven't seen it yet. Maybe we'll see it on Saturday. And there is the full card.
I'm excited to win some money tomorrow on college football.
I can't believe I'm going to have like double sweat on Rice UTSA. It's unbelievable.
It's awesome. I wish my name was Michael Penix Jr.
It's like a great name, kind of.
I think it's just great.
Great way to put it. It's great.
All right. Power Hour starts next hour. All our bets for NFL Week 6, a little DGen Draft Sports Media Edition, and our takes on Dodgers, Giants, NL, and ALCS.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.